Watching her go, I shook my head. I never got hired.
And moved toward the tailgate where the Cheyenne Nation crouched on the edge.
Henry, what's going on?
He cocked his head, studying me, not unlike Dog had.
Are you all right?
Yep, I'm fine. I felt the back of my head and gestured toward the Grendel, who still stood a little away. I slipped and fell, busting my head. I glanced around at some of the departing vehicles.
You think you might have jumped the gun?
Where were you? I threw a thumb over my shoulder between the cabins. To the north here and a little west, there's a canyon, that Willow Creek Canyon.
I don't know, I guess.
It is the only canyon in that direction. Granite walls about a quarter mile in length, with a thin tributary and trees along the bottom that reach to the canyon edge. I nodded.
That's it. About 40 feet deep. That's where I slipped and fell and must have knocked myself out.
The bear glanced at the others who had stayed. We were there no more than 12 hours ago. His eyes came back to mine. We combed that entire area yesterday.
What are you talking about? I was there. I had to be. Where else could I have been?
They all continued to stare at me.
What did you say about yesterday?
He looked at me in a way he never had before.
What day is it, Walt?
I glanced at the other two, hoping they might let me in on the joke.
What?
Henry lowered himself and sat on the tailgate.
What day is it today?
Monday, I said confidently. He glanced at Gordo and his deputy before returning his eyes to me.
It is Tuesday.
I breathed a laugh.
That's not possible. We went out looking for Dog last night.
Sunday night. It is now Tuesday morning. He leaned in and spoke quietly.
You have been missing for 31 hours.
My dog won't come near me. He drove, also not trusting me. He senses something about you that he does not like. He reached back and petted the beast. How do you feel?
Embarrassed, that's how I feel.
I looked out the window. Other than my head just a little off, I guess. I turned back to him.
You sure you checked the right canyon?
It is the only canyon there, and yes, we covered it thoroughly. He glanced at me again.
Tell me what happened.
No, you tell me what happened with you. He considered it. Sunday night we went out looking for Dog, and it was sometime between 2 and 3 in the morning. You took the path on the left, and I took the one on the right, and after about 20 minutes I discovered him as I was coming back toward the cabins.
Was he weird, like he is now?
No, I think he was concerned about you, especially when we got back to camp and you were not there.
Then what?
We waited at the fire for a while, but he kept whining, so we went out looking for you, and that was the first time we went to Willow Creek Canyon.
And you didn't see me?
No.
And that was how long after we parted company looking for Dog?
Maybe an hour. Pulling my sidearm, I dropped the magazine and counted the rounds, plus the one in the pipe. 7. I sniffed the barrel.
Did you hear a shot fired about that time?
No. I reinserted the mag and replaced the Colt back into my holster.
I fired off a round, and I'm missing one.
At what were you shooting?
I'm not sure.
He took a left into Rabbit Town and began the long trek toward Artie Smallsong's mother's house, which was at the very end of the road. We were driving past Leonard One Moon's that I'd visited, it seemed like 100 years ago.
What's going on with Jaya?
As you predicted, she is in lockdown until the game this weekend. That will decide if they get into the NAIA tournament.
That's a long shot.
Yes, they would have to beat Large Grass, and there is little chance of that. We stopped at the bottom of the hill, where derelict vehicles led the way up to the small cabin nestled in the trees.
She asks about you. Who, Artie's mother?
Jaya. He opened the door and stepped out. I do not think she could stand it if another person in her life were to disappear. He parked the truck, and we sat there.
I'm not so sure I'm up for this.
What?
Artie's mom.
He studied me.
Who is?
How about I just wait here and you can go talk to her?
She will know you are here.
That's exactly why I don't feel up to seeing her right now. He climbed out and shut the door of my unit, and then looked at me through the open window. Then perhaps you need to see her now. He started off, winding his way up the long hall of the hill, and I sat there watching him go, finally pulling the handle of the truck and slipping out, but having only enough energy to stand there. The old woman was like a spiritual hound, and I knew she was going to sense something terribly wrong on me. I looked through the window at Dog, who sat there. Hell, everybody could smell it. I wasn't surprised when a voice called out from above,
"That you, Ashanti?"
The old woman knew me as the sheriff of the White Mountains, or in Cheyenne, Ashanti. It was her idea of a joke, kind of like Polar Bear. I pushed the door closed behind me and shouted up to her,
"Howdy, Mrs. Smallsong. I had a vision about you."
"You did, huh?"
"I dreamed you were lost and couldn't find your way home."
"That wouldn't be too far from the truth." I pushed off and started up, the ache in the back of my head throbbing like a warning klaxon.